Welcome to Meet the Candidates, a public service of WTZQ Radio and Timeless Media Incorporated. This is a platform to hear from candidates who have filed for the Henderson County municipal elections to be held on November the 5th. Now, here is your Meet the Candidates host, former publisher of the Hendersonville Times News and director of Vision Henderson County, Ruth Burge.
Welcome to Meet the Candidates. I'm your host, Ruth Burge. In the WTZQ studio today, we have Randy Austin. And Randy is running for Mills River Town Council. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for WTZQ for the opportunity to put this out.
Good. Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about Randy.
Well, I grew up on Brickyard Road, and I went to West Henderson High School, graduated in 1985, and I've been married to my wife for, we'll be 30 years in December.
So oh my gosh, a native.
Yeah, and we have two daughters that also graduated from West.
So. Wonderful. If elected to the Mills River Town Council, what are your top priorities?
Well, I've been on the planning board in Mills River for 9 years, so I've saw a lot of things come through that a lot of times we've been reacting to issues as they come up instead of being proactive with a plan to address these issues beforehand. I would like to change that a little bit, maybe a little bit more on the planning side, especially on our commercial development issues, and just to have somewhat of a plan in place before issues come up. So that's kind of my top priority, and to make sure that Mills River, that we still see some farmland in Mills River instead of just strictly commercial development.
What are some of the main issues that are currently affecting your constituents?
Well, it's the development thing on is obviously our corridors, 280 and 191. Are our main issues, I feel like, especially our commercial development. You can just look up toward Asheville Airport Way and see what's happening there. And I feel like as soon as they run out of land, they're going to start coming, you know, toward Mills River. So I think it's important for us to have a plan in place before we get run over.
And what would that plan be along those corridors?
Well, I think as a town, we need to determine what we want our town to look like in 20 or 30 years down the road instead of just a lot of haphazard spot type development that really makes no sense. Is whenever you come back after it's all been developed, you'd like to see something that you think people had an actual plan for instead of it just being, you know, the wild, wild west. So.
Now, you're talking about 191. That's a road project. Tell us what you would like to see accomplished over the next several years.
Well, I think the 191 project, I think the DOT has already settled on what they're going to do there. So that's not going to be an issue for my time on the council. But there are a couple other projects in Mills River I would like to see addressed. I think the turn lane off of 280 onto 191, the traffic can back up for a half mile sometimes when people trying to come toward Hendersonville. I think the DOT could look at that and maybe do something different there, and I think it would help a lot of people.
Is that on the books? Is that on the DOT books?
I'm not sure about that. I can't answer to that.
Okay. For those of us who are trapped there, we understand your concern.
Yes, it can be quite a wait sometimes turning left there.
Okay, so good.
And you know, there's a bridge on Turnpike Road that there was just two fatalities at back just a couple of weeks ago. So I think that's an issue. That bridge there has saw a lot of accidents, and I'd like to see something done with that. I'd like to push the DOT to look at that project too. So
you mentioned the growth, and you mentioned the spotty growth, and needing a plan. What about housing and some new developments as your area becomes more and more popular?
Yeah, you know, Mills River was founded on the idea of low density. Bigger lots, low density, you know, and we do have some special use permits in place for development to be up to 4 units per acre, and I think, just in my opinion, I think that's dense enough for Mills River. I think every community needs to determine what their identity is. And I think low density for Mills River is what people have always wanted. And I certainly continue to want that.
Where are those 4 units per acre? Where are those? What's location?
Well, they can be any of the areas that are served by city water and sewer. So it all comes down to where your water lines and your sewer lines are available at.
Okay. So. All right, good. Yeah. Thank you. How will our listeners get in touch with you, Randy? Do you have a website, an email address?
I'm kind of new to the Facebook thing, so I do have a Facebook page, but it's all new to me, so bear with me a little bit. Or you can email me. It's a lowercase r28742@aol.com or 828-243-0255. I'd be happy to talk to anyone.
And on Facebook, is it just
Randy Austin.
Okay, good. Good.
I think if you pull that up, and then there's a link to my campaign page.
Okay, good. So they can find out about platform and so on and so forth. Okay,
yeah, sure.
Good. Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for doing this. And thank you again for WTZQ for the opportunity.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You've been listening to Meet the Candidates on WTZQ with host Ruth Burge. All candidates who have filed for the Henderson County municipal elections to be held on November the 5th have been contacted to participate. Equal time will be made available for all candidates.